warning. The Catholic Man Show contains high levels of manliness. If you think you may be too weak to withstand the manliness represented in the following program, please do yourself a favor and stop listening now. If you choose to continue in spite of this warning, if at any time you feel yourself overcome by the manliness, stop immediately and consult your closest medical professional. And now, for the not-so-fair, faint, or frilly, we present The Catholic Man Show.
And welcome to the Catholic Man Show. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. We are promoting men to be bold, to be holy, to live Catholic every day.
Watch out!
Every day.
It's about to get manly up in here.
So, I am Adam Minahan, sitting here with David Niles in our studio, our makeshift studio.
The studio. It's the studio.
Yeah, the studio. I like that. So welcome to the Catholic Man Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome, a manly welcome to all of our new listeners.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Enjoy, sit back and relax and enjoy the manliness of this show. We do three things every show. Dave, you want to let them know what it is?
The first thing we were about to do...
I thought you were about to say indubitably.
Indubitably.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it, indubitably.
Okay, go ahead.
The first thing which we are about to do is open, review, and enjoy a manly beverage. The second thing... is highlighted man gear of some kind. Specifically, things that every Catholic man should have and use.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing we do is have the most manly discussion you've ever heard in your whole life.
While flexing your muscles. Yeah, that's what we do every episode.
Ripped out of my jacket.
Yeah, be careful. It's getting a little colder. You have to wear a jacket now.
Actually, it's getting hot right now. I think I'll take it off.
But our goal is to...
I just realized I still have it on.
Now that, yeah, you do. That's true. But our goal is to highlight virtues that men need to have and carry out through their daily life, living in a secular world. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, we want to encourage you to be the man God made you to be.
That's right.
Because let me tell you, He made you to be a man.
That's right.
Okay? None of this wimpy stuff.
And if you become the man God made you to be, you'll set the world on fire.
Which is something guys like to do. Doesn't that sound cool?
That sounds pretty cool, guys. Come on.
Forget about like whatever's in your backyard. Let's set the world on fire.
So we're going to bust
I'm glad I took my jacket off, dude. I did not realize how hot I was until I said that.
Well, I'm glad you're comfortable.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're comfortable.
This feels fantastic.
Let's get into our man beverage.
Okay.
In which...
Dude, these beverages... First of all, not a whiskey.
No, not a whiskey, guys. Everybody's been telling us, you know, you guys do scotches, you guys do bourbons, you guys do a bunch of whiskeys. But this week we don't.
Which is, just with obvious reasons, whiskeys are awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This is the portion of the show where we highlight moderation.
Beverage. Yes, of course, of course.
And temperance.
Moderation with delicious beverages.
That's right.
So there is a saintly man who resides in Rhode Island.
Yes,
Stephen Poole.
No, Hoole.
Hoole.
Rhymes with pool.
That's right.
Or cool.
He's pretty cool, I think.
Yes, me too.
Because he lives in Rhode Island.
Yes.
Where?
This is in Massachusetts.
This is in Massachusetts. You said he drove? Is there a bridge? There must be a bridge.
Has to be.
Otherwise, he's
but
got
he
a,
did drive.
He's got a sweet car.
He told me he drove.
So this guy, St. Stephen, drove.
Not the first martyr.
No, not the first martyr. But he drove, I don't think this St. Stephen is a martyr yet.
Hopefully, yeah.
God's will be done for you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Not wishing anything upon you except his will. So he drove for over an hour to go to this brewery in Massachusetts.
I think about two hours.
Oh, well, is it like there and back 2 hours or one way 2 hours?
I think it's one way
2 hours. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, either way.
He drove a long way.
Okay.
To go get us these beers,
mm-hmm.
and then he put them... in boxes,
mm-hmm. and shipped them
and
to us.
And mailed them to us.
That's right.
And we have received them with gratitude.
And not only are they just beers, but they are like exclusive beers from a brewery that doesn't even sell to distributors.
You have to like go to the brewery,
right.
to get this beer. And you know what? They're all tall boys.
Yeah, which was a bonus.
Sweet.
So the brewery is Treehouse Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Massachusetts. The one we're gonna try two different ones. You're gonna try one, and I'm gonna try one.
Yeah,
he sent us six total.
Yeah, and we did open one
and had one already,
and it was fantastic.
It was on the anniversary of St. Michael Catholic Radio.
Right, so we were celebrating.
Right,
thanks, Stephen.
He
sent them to us. He said that these beers are the Laphroaig
of beers.
Of beers.
Yes.
So if you've been following the show, you know we like Laphroaig.
You know how highly we speak of Laphroaig.
We've had many versions of it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I got to agree with them based on the one we had. It was an IPA, but it wasn't just like regular IPA. It kind of reminded me of that Bell's IPA. What's that one called that I brought back from Michigan? I can't believe it. Two Hearted. It's called Two Hearted Ale. Mm-hmm. It's probably my favorite beer. Because it's an IPA, but it's just like, man, there's something else to it. And the other one we had was very similar. Like, there was there was just more going on there. So, anyway, let's open these.
Okay. Which one do you have?
I have, it's called Green.
Okay. And I have what's called 27. And 27 is a series of beer. So, each one that they make, they name it, and then they you know, release it. But then once they run out, they release the next batch. They're all different.
I got a little beer on the microphone. It's going to smell good.
So the one I have is 27, and so they've stopped making 26. Now they're at 27, and an American double IPA.
Look how thick that is.
That is thick.
The visibility in this beer is approximately zero.
Well, that's about what the one we already tried was.
Yeah. So I get, this is not filtered.
No, that is not filtered.
No, it's not filtered. Anyway.
Okay. So we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
To Saint Stephen.
And cheers to Jesus.
May his death be exactly what God has planned for him.
And to our mother. Okay, so what's yours like?
Wow.
I'll let you go first.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah, this one's pretty phenomenal. Mine's an American double IPA. Here's a taste. I'll read you the tasting notes real quick.
Okay.
While you're thinking and contemplating what your beer is going to taste
my
like.
My eyes are like so
that's some
big.
That's some foreshadowing.
I know, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Well, I was making sure that...
Sorry.
Okay. Here's my tasting notes. Our curiosity continues with an intense kettle of dry-hopped double IPA, primarily featuring Amarillo. The base of 27 is straightforward to allow...
They got the whole town of Amarillo, Texas into a can. That is impressive. Only took 27 tries.
The 27 is straightforward to allow the unique and intriguing characteristics of Amarillo to shine. We experience flavors and aromas of grapefruit, fresh, tangerine, and peach. It invokes memories of their 22, which is a previous beer that they released. Our house yeast provides a familiar character beautifully with this precious and distinctive hop. Despite its focus and intense flavors, the curiosity drinks softly, dangerous, and beautiful. Dangerous and beautiful.
Dangerously beautiful. Mine, God, it is like it's so soft in my mouth, like it's like velvet in liquid form.
Okay.
And the tasting notes say, you know, lemon lime. What else did it say? It was something about, like, sorbet? Was sorbet in here? Yeah, orange sorbet.
Like sherbet?
Yeah, kind of sherbet-y. Definitely get that. It's not as bitter as you think of.
Well, that's what Stephen was telling me on the phone. I talked to him on the phone, and he was telling me, like, all these IPAs are good IPAs. Like, this one's a double IPA. Yours is a regular IPA.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have that hitch-in-the-mouth bitterness hops like normal IPAs do.
Yeah.
They infuse different flavors with the IPA to soften the bitterness, mm-hmm. but still give that IPA
distinction.
It's still
distinction. There. It still has that
right.
on
IPA
the aftertaste,
just,
the bitterness.
Yeah.
But, you know, like when we drink all-day IPA, mm-hmm. it's hoppy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hoppy beer.
Sure.
This is... so much better, and I really like all day IPA. This is just complex.
Mm-hmm.
I could spend a long time drinking this beer and still be learning more about it. It's sort of like heaven, bro.
Wow. I didn't even realize.
The show hit a new level just now.
Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about Friends of the Show real quick.
Okay.
Because we have some new things about the Friends of the Show that we're launching out.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a manly gift for Christmas, become a friend of the show. Because we have some things that we're launching here pretty soon, beginning of December, which is a Catholic Man Show beer stein.
Yeah, dude.
Which is going to be awesome.
I wish we were drinking out of one right now.
I know, me too. It'd be a lot of fun. But we also have the Catholic Man Show Glencairn glasses, the t-shirts, the bumper stickers. But we also have something new as well for our female listeners, because I know we have some female listeners of the show.
We do, because they're attracted to high levels of manliness.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. This is logical.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a bracelet that we're going to give females who want to become friends of the show.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the Bible Evangelista.
What do you know about that name?
Yeah, it's like, she's a, Miss Corbett is a author, she's a podcaster, she's on Breadbox Media. Her new book is called Fearless. It's about women's spiritual warfare.
Okay.
But she's that partnered cool. with us to give us those for all of our female listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given her some Glencairn glasses for all of her male listeners. So anyway, we're about to hit our break. So when we get back, we will jump into the man gear. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
So raise your glass.
Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. David Niles, the cool one on the show. That's right. Adam's looking at me, shaking his head, but he knows it's true. Anyway, welcome back. Let me ask you, hey, I got a question for you. What have you done for your wife lately, huh? What sacrifice have you made for your wife and children in the last 24 hours? Mm. Think about it. If something doesn't come to your mind,
it's time to
step
do
up your game, son.
Time to do something. Step it up.
Yep. Man.
That was a great intro.
Earlier, right before we came,
mm-hmm.
I made a big
sacrifice?
I was sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
And my wife's over there feeding the young one.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mary.
Says, Mary. Little baby Mary.
Little baby Mary.
And she says, hey, can you go grab me a tissue? And I look. Tissues are on the other side of the bed. Way
what?
Across. It's a big move I had to make.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, fine.
It would have been way more male if you wouldn't have.
But I stepped up to the plate, and you know what I did? I got her that tissue, and I said, here. That's what I did. Because I'm a good husband. That's a true story, except I didn't really. It wasn't that bad.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
So right before the break, we were talking about Friends of the Show.
Hey, honey. I know she listens. So we're talking about Friends of the Show and about the sweet, awesome new things we have, Friends of the Show, especially for the ladies out there. Holla.
Mm-hmm.
We got gifts for you, too. But maybe they want, what if they say, hey, don't send me a bracelet, I want a Glencairn glass. Will we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do it.
We'll definitely
just tell
do that.
Us. We'll do it.
Or even a beer stein whenever we get them in.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We're just getting options. Anyway, go to breadboxmedia.com, look for the Friends of the Show link, search for the Catholic Man Show.
And become a friend of the show.
And then say you want to make a monthly gift of $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, that's it.
And that's all. And then we give you newsletters, we give you extra content.
Mm-hmm. And then send us your full social security code and all of the bank account numbers that you have. And that's how you do it. That's how you become a real friend of the show.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get into the man gear.
All right. The man gear today's good.
Oh, wait. Let's recap.
Oh, yeah. These beers that we're drinking. Man. Yes. This... I'm not kidding, St. Stephen. These beers are good.
Yeah, these
you
are.
Were right.
Treehouse Brewing Company.
You are saving me some of that one, right?
Yeah, I'll save you a little bit of this one.
I'm saving you no more than what you save of mine. Okay.
I think ours is about even.
Okay. Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, fair enough. They're really good, though.
Yeah, they are.
Yours is what, green? And mine
it's
is
green.
Mine's 27.
On the tasting notes for mine, it said this is a staff favorite. And I can see why.
I'm excited to try it.
Yeah. Okay, so the man gear for today.
Yes.
Is the Breviary.
Mm.
A Breviary.
This is like something that people have asked us to do for a while now. I've had several people ask
oh, really?
Us about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you know more than everybody else, then you'll say Breviary. But don't do that.
Don't do it.
If you look at the word, sure. It looks like maybe it should be pronounced Breviary. But everybody says Breviary.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that guy.
Don't do that.
Okay. I have one of my breweries here. There are two types of breweries that you can, like two, kind of the same prayers.
Okay.
But there's a long version and a short version. There are, the long version is a 4-volume set.
Mm-hmm.
And it breaks each volume down by liturgical season. So the one I have in my hand is for ordinary time, because that's what we have been in. But,
we're about to get out.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, so this is our last week of Ordinary Time.
Right.
And next week, it's Advent. Mm-hmm. So, if you didn't realize that, just so you guys know, Advent is in like 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I'll have to get new, I'll have to switch to the other book. I don't have the Advent one, actually.
Mm.
I've only got two. I've got Advent and Lent, or Ordinary Time and Lent. So, morning prayer, I'm sorry.
This is the
maybe I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, because let's explain what the Breviary is.
Oh, the other version is the version you have, which is one book that is shortened. So it's got all the same prayers and everything, but instead of kind of repeating the canticle or repeating the antiphon at the end of the canticle, it just has it at the beginning once, and you have to know to go back.
Hold on.
So let me just say this. Let me explain it this way. If you know how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, the one book is for you. If you say, I've never prayed Liturgy of the Hours before, do not get the one book. You will have no idea what's going on, and it won't make any sense.
You still will have no idea
what's
going on.
And you'll be very lost, okay? If you're starting off on the Liturgy of the Hours, it is impossible to figure out how to do it without having someone teach you, okay? You know why? It doesn't make sense, okay? That's just true.
Okay, so the Breviary is what you use to pray the Liturgy of the Hours.
Right.
We haven't even... told them that.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody doesn't know what the Breviary is.
Right. And so Paul, the reason they came up with it, Paul, in one of the letters to somebody, he said, pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, everything you do, just keep praying. And so there's all these monks in monastic life, and they wanted a more regular prayer routine to have something that they could count on, that these are the prayers we do. This is how we pray. Something that they could all kind of be together in their prayer. Instead of like, oh, yeah, let's all get together and pray. Like, all right, what are you praying for? Well, I'm praying for my cousin. What are you praying for? Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. We'll get some rain.
They would just say brother because they didn't have a word for cousin at that time.
Dude, you don't know. This could be Frenchman.
Oh.
Yeah. This is like in the 1200s.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? I think
you
told me that, I think.
Well, that's when it was like made
popular
by...
Yeah, so,
Pope,
I don't know. Somebody...
Pope Innocent III.
Somebody...
In the 1200s.
The monks came up with this format. They developed these books, and then they were sanctioned by the Pope at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, pray without ceasing. That's the point of praying the Liturgy of the Hours. Priests, deacons, and certainly any lay religious or, you know, religious life people, they all are required to pray the Liturgy of the Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Some more so than others, like... priests, they have to do, I think, 3. I could be wrong about that, but they have to pick 3 of the 6 hours to pray.
Okay.
So they can do any of them. But I think just about everybody does morning prayer and night or evening prayer. But there is morning prayer, mid-morning prayer, midday prayer, mid-afternoon prayer, evening prayer, and night prayer. And there's more official words that are Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vespers. Everybody's heard of praying Vespers.
Mm-hmm.
That's night prayer.
I thought it was Compline.
Well, I don't know. I think it's night prayer, but
okay.
Could be wrong. Willing to be wrong on that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Maybe you're just saying that for your humility's sake.
I gotta, you know, check it every now and then. Just,
okay.
And sometimes I intentionally do things that I know are wrong. That's a lie. I'm sorry.
So the reason why I love it is because, okay, Catholic means universal. We're a universal church.
Word.
We're all together. We're all so this provides a way of praying in a universal form.
Yeah.
And not just a universal form as far as, like, in this earthly life, but in all time ever, you know, from the beginning to now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just joining our prayer with the people of today, but we're joining our prayer with every Catholic that's ever been on the face of this earth praying the Liturgy of the Hours.
That's deep, man.
So that's why I like it, is mm-hmm. because it's a very powerful form of prayer because, you know, like in the Bible says, you know, where two or more are gathered in my name, we're not just two or more. I mean, it's a lot more.
Do you think they count the angels? Because, like, I've got my guardian angel every time I pray. My guardian angel's praying with me. So there's always two people. Do you think that counts?
No.
I think it should count. If you ask me, I think it should count.
I don't think it does.
That's too bad, because I think it should. Anyway, also, I believe that the Liturgy of the Hours is a more efficacious prayer. Because it is a liturgy. It's not just a prayer. You're actually praying a liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's more efficacious than just saying, God, help me today. Give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, you go through and there's readings every day. You get in more in touch with some old, like very traditional songs and hymns. You can sing. You know, there's typically you're going to sing a song or a couple throughout the day if you pray all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a song. You can read it. You don't have to sing it. But it's more fun to sing it if you've got them. And the long version and even the short version, the condensed version that you have, it has some of the songs in the back with the notes and everything. But the long versions definitely do. But like I said, if you were going to say, I'm going to start, like maybe for Advent.
First you've got to get the calendar.
Well, the calendar comes with...
No, you had to buy it.
No, when you get one.
Oh, I had to buy it.
Oh, that's too bad. It should come with, like, I've got a calendar in here.
Okay. Well, just make sure you have one.
And, like, see, look, in the beginning, here's the calendar right here.
Okay.
But I cannot stress enough, if you just say, I'm going to start doing morning prayer for Advent, because Advent is a penitential season.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, often forget that. It's not like Lent, you know, don't give up coffee or, you know.
You can
if you want, but it's also a mistake, I think, to treat Advent like Lent. But let's say you're going to say, I'm going to do morning prayer. Get someone to help you and teach you.
Or check out iBreviary, the app.
Yeah, iBreviary is another good one. We talked about Laudate last week.
Uh-huh.
And Laudate has Liturgy of the Hours, but they're a different translation. And so they don't match up to what the traditional... Breviary is, so iBreviary is better if for praying Liturgy of the Hours.
I agree. So when we get back, we're going to transition into our main topic, which is on prayer.
Prayer!
So we're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
Everybody,
raise your glass
right now. Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. We are on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. And today our glass is full of Treehouse Brewing beers given to us charitably by Stephen Houle. And
Saint Stephen Houle.
Saint Stephen Houle.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, I need to make a toast, another toast to Stephen's life. I feel like I toasted his death a little too much.
Okay.
But Stephen, may every day of your life, every step that you take, be next to God's footsteps himself as he accompanies you through your journey. To Saint Stephen.
To St. Stephen. Cheers to Jesus and St. Stephen.
I just didn't want to be like too excited about his death, you know?
Okay. I think he'll appreciate that.
I think the other days leading up to his death, I hope those are good too, you know?
I think he'll appreciate that. We just got done talking about the breviary. Again, I think that it's a beautiful prayer that our church has given to us, set of liturgical prayers that our church has given to us. I highly recommend it. I think that the best way to start it, I think if you're wanting to personally, in my opinion, which means maybe nothing, but I think you should start with I breviary.
Dude, it means something, bro. It means something. I think your opinion.
Only because means something. I think I breviary is just easier.
Oh, dude, it is. It's definitely the easiest.
It's easiest. And so maybe get into the routine of praying it.
It's also the cheapest.
Right.
It's free.
And then
like Father Joe, our pastor, he uses I breviary.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that it's important to maybe develop the routine and then maybe get the book, because the book is a little bit of an investment. It's not like a cheap book.
Mm-hmm. Mine have all been gifts, so I've never bought one. I don't know how much they cost.
They're not cheap.
I could see them being $30 to $50.
Each.
Yeah.
So I think they're even
and
more than
yours
that.
Yours is super cool, though, because it like zips up. Like mm-hmm. There's a zipper built into the leather.
Yeah, it's called Christian. It just says Christian prayer on it.
That's right. It's really the book of Christian prayer. I mean, because these prayers go back before the Protestant Revolution and...
Right.
I mean, it's like back when everybody was just Christian.
Right.
Anyway.
So anyway, I want to encourage you to do that. I think that there's some really good YouTube. When I first started and I was trying to figure out how the heck to navigate through the breviary, I YouTubed a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's YouTube tutorials, because you have to flip back and forth and you have to know when to flip back and forth.
Yeah.
So I think that that's important.
The best thing I think is to do it with somebody.
I think,
go,
yeah.
You know, ask your pastor, hey, can I pray?
Or deacon or somebody, yeah.
Yeah, anybody with a collar on of any kind, mm-hmm. if you can pray, the next Liturgy of the Hours with them. Because that is just the best way to do it. You're doing it, but you're also doing it with someone. So let's
also talk real quick, because we're starting to get some more names. There's a few
for
more
our
names.
Prayer
that,
list, yeah.
Yeah, the few more names that I'm going to be adding today. But if you're a man or even a woman...
We have a lady here on the prayer list. We don't have to say any names, but we've got a lady on there.
Right. If you're needing some prayer, if you need somebody to lift you up in prayer, mm-hmm. Part of our apostolate is to strengthen men all around the world. That's what we want to do. And so part of it is at the end of every show, we pray for specific individuals by name who ask for our prayers. So if you want us to pray for you or pray for a loved one to maybe come back to the church, maybe to develop a deeper love for our Lord, whatever the situation is, send us the name, at least the first name, and we'll be happy to pray at the end of our show.
And also, guys, in all seriousness, please pray for us because we need a lot of prayer too. So
absolutely.
We'll pray for you. You pray for us. We'll all get there together.
And that's a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about your prayer life. And I wish I could remember who it is. But I was, just a long time ago, listening to a talk. Maybe it was the Dynamic Deacon.
Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Yeah, Deacon Harold. I think he asks people that he hasn't seen in a while, how's your prayer life?
Nope, that's Deacon Lamar.
Oh, it's Deacon Lamar?
Deacon Lamar Yarbrough. Yep.
Okay.
A local dude. Yeah. So
he's
awesome. I think that it's really important to start. Let's start this off by saying, if you had to rate your prayer life from 1 to 10, where would you be?
Ooh, good question.
Where would you be? 1 through 10.
And it's like, first of all, what is a 10?
Yeah.
What's a 10 on your... What does it take to be a 10 on your prayer life?
I think that...
Tough question.
I think that's a tough question, but I think that at that point it's... levels of some of the church, saints of the church have reached.
It depends on where you are. I mean, I don't think, for a 5-year-old, a 10 is not going to be,
St.
Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross kind of guy.
Right.
So it depends on who you are, where you are. If you just went through RCIA, then a 10 for you is going to be different than, a 10 for Adam, for instance. Because Adam, you like levitate and stuff, right?
I did not levitate.
I thought you told me that you levitate.
I never said that. I know for a fact I've never said that.
I'm pretty sure I okay, my bad.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's okay.
You forgive me though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, here's the deal. We all reach a point in our life where we, you know, we're trying to be, you know, dedicated, living our lives for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, we should be. If you're listening to me right now and you haven't ever done that, well, why don't you go ahead and do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Commit.
But there will be a point where you feel like, I'm hitting a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And a prayer life is key. It's like the engine that drives your spiritual growth.
Yeah,
it's prayer.
It's the life of your prayer life.
I was talking with my wife before I came over here to record, and prayer life is like the lens through which you see the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
When good things happen to you, if you don't have a good prayer life, you know, someone with a deep prayer life is going to say, wow, thanks be to God, these are blessings. When trials come, someone with a good, deep prayer life is going to say, this is a blessing too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord gives, He takes away, and
blessed
be the Lord. But the difficult things are not bad. They are often the best things that happen to us. You know, when you look back, like, think about some of the hardest things. Oh, I broke up, you know, my girlfriend broke up with me, blah, 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 blah. It's like, and you realize, thank God that happened, because otherwise I wouldn't have married my wife.
Like Garth Brooks' Unanswered Prayer song.
Dude, I can play that song on the piano.
Yeah, I can play it on the guitar.
You can?
Well, I used to be able to. I don't know if I probably still could.
How come we've never played that together?
I don't know.
All
anyway.
Right. Well, we'll fix that later. Okay. So anyway, prayer life is essential.
Right.
Adam was looking up some statistics earlier.
Oh, yeah.
From a Pew study.
Yeah, a Pew study from 2009, which I think that is skewed now, because there's a lot of like strong men stepping up to the plate these days. So I think that
it
would be...
Yeah, but it could be worse now.
Well,
people's like society is...
Yeah, society has tanked a little bit more.
It's like going
anyway,
off a cliff.
Only 33% of Catholic men have a daily prayer life.
That is crazy. So, I mean,
it's
not just like men. This is Catholic men.
Catholic men.
So dudes going to church.
Right.
Only a third of them pray every day.
Yeah, it's daily prayer. And here's something that I think is a goal of Satan. It's a fundamental goal that I think that he has, is to persuade people and to seed a temptation that prayer is not fruitful.
Yeah, your prayers don't really do much.
The power of prayer means nothing.
That's what he wants you to think.
Right. I think that's a strong point that the devil tries to sow into all of us.
Totally.
And so I think
I agree. I agree with that 100%.
I'm often
tempted that exact same way. Like,
right.
You know, you're sitting here praying for this. Your prayers are never going to make this happen.
Right. And that's the devil, man. That is
totally the devil.
Absolutely.
And I keep praying. But anyway, what I want to do is talk, Adam, just a little bit about you and I's prayer life.
Okay.
Just because that's what I have. That's what I know. Like, here's some of the things that have been good for me.
And we'd like to hear what your prayer life is. Post on our Facebook
page.
Yeah,
exactly. Especially if you're part of our Friends of the Show private Facebook group. This would be a great place to have that discussion. If you want in on that discussion, become a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we're coming up on a break here in just a minute, but I think we can get started.
Okay.
And let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. You need a schedule.
Right. I agree.
For your prayer. If you do not have a routine for mm-hmm. your prayer,
mm-hmm.
then your prayer life is haphazard and random and totally unfruitful. You know, like... It's like a plant. If you don't water it on a root, it's like, oh, I dump water on it one day, and then I don't water it for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to work.
Okay.
You're not going to get any good stuff.
Okay.
So you have to have a schedule.
Okay.
And you have to just, it doesn't matter when, but you have to find a time during your day where every day you pray at this time. There are no exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You pray
okay.
at this time. And it might even be a good idea to say this is what you pray.
So you want me to run through real quick? I can hit mine really fast.
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I wake up and I take a shower every morning when I'm in the shower.
Every day?
Yeah, every morning.
That's impressive.
You're welcome. I offer up the day to our mother that she perfect everything that I do and present it to the Lord.
Now, is this like shampoo or, you know, like, what part of a shower?
I don't think that's... relevant.
So it's okay. Just the whole shower.
Yeah, just while I'm showering.
I just wanted to know how scheduled you were.
That's one.
Our Father for the shampoo, Left arm is prayer to St. Michael.
No.
None of that. Okay.
Okay. I also have a 3 p.m. alarm set on my phone.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
So that way I know it goes off every single day to remind myself that that's the hour that our Lord has passed away. It's the Divine Mercy hour. If I don't have time to say the full Divine Mercy, I at least pray the Divine Mercy prayer, you know, at least once.
Uh-huh.
And then just contemplate, just for even if it's 30 seconds, the Passion of our Lord. I pray before every meals, before all meals. And when we get to bed at night with my kiddos, we pray for the kiddos. I bless them every single night. I pray with my wife. Boom. That's a rough outline or sketch of my prayer life.
That's awesome.
On like a daily basis.
Okay.
I'll catch you on the other side of the break and I'll expound on that just a little bit.
Catch you on the flip side, bro.
We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side.
Raise your glass.
Raise your... Welcome back to the Catholic Man Show. It's Spiritus Sancti. In nomine Patri et Filii et Spiritus Sancto. Amen.
Amen.
What a prayerful way to bring us back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is weird?
What's that?
Have you ever, like, audio rosaries? You know, mm-hmm. Where it's like, why is everybody so weird when they do that? It's like, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. It's like, dude, you don't have to whisper into the microphone. It's like, I'm not kidding. I've never heard one that was not at least a little creepy.
Are you with me on that?
I am.
In fact, my wife and I are about to record a rosary together on our mics.
Really?
So that way I can...
pray with her?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's so romantic.
I know, it is.
You're such a...
I am.
I'm gonna do it first.
No,
I'm
you
gonna
won't.
I'm gonna go home and do it tonight with and Pamela and I are gonna do it and ours is gonna be better.
okay,
so you were telling us about your prayer life.
Okay,
but
I didn't get a chance to
you know
like,
you said
finish.
You know so the, I know the commercial was coming up.
Yeah,
you pray with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you pray? I mean, and there's some other things in there. I think maybe you skipped.
Yeah,
because I know some prayers that you say
right.
that you didn't mention.
Yeah, I was trying to hurry because
okay.
we were
fill
we're,
in the blanks for
okay.
us, my friend.
Okay, so I always pray. Every day, the St. Michael prayer. Actually, I do that right before I walk into work. I have it on my dashboard in my car. And so right before I walk into work, I pray the St. Michael prayer.
Is that in English?
In English.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not good with Latin. I'm just not.
That's one of the ones I know in Latin.
Yeah, I'm just not good with it.
Also, the St. Michael prayer, I wish the bishops, USCCB, would come out and say, guys, this is the St. Michael prayer.
Right.
Because like, everybody prays it a little differently.
Right.
You know, you get to the end and like, some people are saying world. Some people are saying earth.
Yeah.
Prowl. Yeah, prowl versus Rome or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just all get on the same page here.
Yeah, I agree. So also adoration. I do adoration once a week.
Okay.
I don't have a set day for adoration because I'm a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for me to commit to a day without constantly finding a substitute.
You know what you should do is you should commit to a day, but don't like sign up. But still, for yourself personally,
mm-hmm.
this is like, you know, Tuesdays at 5 o'clock, I go to adoration.
Yeah, but it's tough if I'm not in town.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, don't sign up. Like, you're not the guy who covers that hour.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, that's your hour when you're in town.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, I like that. So I do adoration, but I do adoration at least once a week.
Okay.
I go to daily mass. At least once a week. I try to do more than that, but at least once a week I try to go to daily mass.
Okay.
I try to make sure I pray the rosary daily. Sometimes I fail at that, but
mm-hmm.
I've been pretty on it recently.
That's good.
Every Thursday, you and I have been praying the rosary right across the street from the abortion clinic for like the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you're listening to this and you're in Tulsa at 11:30 every Thursday, rain or shine, we're there praying the rosary for the sanctity of life.
When you pray with Haley, what do you, like, do you guys just, you know, spontaneous prayer? Do you have devotion that you say?
So Yeah, there's always like people that are asking us to pray for them. Like, for instance, oh my goodness, I found out that one of our friend Ken, there's a friend of ours that his daughter just lost their baby, like delivered their baby and lost it the same day.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean it was just like heart-wrenching. You know, yeah. There's people like that that are always asking us for prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pray for my grandma, pray
for. That's like the worst thing ever.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah. So anyway, we try to focus on that, and we try to focus on the devotion to Mary.
Okay.
We have a devotion to Mary.
So I have a couple of devotions that I do. In fact, I've gotten so many that I've reached the point where if you asked me to, you know, like say another devotion, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for another devotion.
Mm-hmm.
I get up in the morning on my way to the gym.
I think that it's important because the church provides us with so many different types of devotions that I think that you can overbear yourself, especially when you're coming into increasing your prayer life. That you're like, oh, I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do this one. This one has, you know.
Oh, look at the promises attached to this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you should find at the beginning, at least find just one and focus on that one and develop that one.
Yeah.
Once you get in that habit, then maybe you can think about diving into another one. But I think that going into a ton of them all at once is not the way to go.
Right. So then it's like all of my prayer time is, you know, this scheduled devotional stuff. And I don't have time for meditative prayer, which is the key to a deep prayer life. So I get up in the morning on my way to the gym. I'll pray a decade, which is a group rosary that I do with some of my adoration partners. Like we all together pray a rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say the Auxilium Christianorum prayers, which guys,
that's a good one.
If you don't have a routine, the Auxilium Christianorum prayers are, they're easily the most manly prayer I have ever seen.
Yeah. That's one I need to start praying again.
It is like specifically, prayer against the devil. That is there's an exorcist here in town. He says that's the one to go to. If you're looking for prayer to protect you spiritually and your family, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been praying it for like 6 years. When I started, I noticed definitely, my prayer life changed. My whole spiritual life really changed, but I was going through like I was like really getting involved, diving into my prayer life. But the Auxilium Christianorum prayers, we'll post that on our on the Man Show page.
Okay.
It's a PDF.
Yeah.
That way you can find it. I also do these 12, it's a 12-year devotion, St. Bridget prayers. I'm in year number 4 now on that, which is cool. It's been really going by fast. Anyway, I've got a couple adoration hours. But the point is, you guys need a schedule.
Right. That's the whole thing.
And part of that schedule needs to be not like, oh, I say Our Father here, blah, 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 blah. Because what happened to me, and I want you to avoid this, was my prayer became so routine that I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I definitely do.
I mean, how many times, and I still do this all the time. Mm-hmm. I pray a rosary on my way to work in the car. Not the best place to pray rosary.
Right.
But if I don't do it there, days I'll do it. A lot of days I won't do it.
Right.
And I'd rather get a rosary in.
Yeah, there's
because
been some...
even if for one Hail Mary during the rosary, I'm able to actually contemplate that particular mystery, I count it as
a win.
Yeah, it's like, well, at least I did something.
Right.
And that's not the best attitude towards your prayer life, but I just know me. I won't get a rosary in every day otherwise. So I still struggle with that. But having contemplative time, particularly in front of the Eucharist, adoration is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great time to contemplate. The masters of meditative prayer, contemplative prayer, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, and as well as a host of other people. It's like the second, the third hour. If you can spend 3 hours in meditation, I know that sound like, whoa, that might sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at first. You know, it's just like working out. You're never going to be able to bench 500 pounds right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't bench 500 pounds ever, but you have to work your way up. But it's those the second, the third hour where things get really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it's really important, like you said, about meditative prayer. Our world is so loud, it's so noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I try to go into adoration, and I know, I have like an hour of adoration, I fret sometimes of, I want to make sure I get this prayer in. Ooh, what time is it? You know, and I'm not, you know, just sitting and being in the presence of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's really important to find a time to you sit down and be just in front of the Lord and not worried about, I have to make sure to leave at exactly this time because I have another appointment or something like that.
Right.
That's the times that I typically get the most out of my prayer life,
mm-hmm.
where I'm not, I don't have my phone on me. I'm not worried about what time it is. I just know I have this time with our Lord.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and
in silence.
Yeah, silences.
So I went to, this last week, I went to a Clear Creek monastery for Mass.
Yeah.
And so I went through the Latin, it was, you know.
High Mass.
High Mass,
not
yeah.
just Latin, but high.
High Mass, yeah. And I forgot how quiet it is in the congregation through Mass because, you know, the priest doesn't say the prayers out loud most of the time.
Right.
And that gives you the opportunity to work on your meditation prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot, to be honest with you, because I don't go to Latin Mass very often.
Yeah.
But I forgot how beautiful and sacred it is and the opportunities you have to meditate while at Mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, not...
It's a different type of meditation than, like, kneeling in adoration.
Yes.
You know, because you're really thinking about the Eucharist,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
But...
Read John 6 if you want to contemplate that.
Yeah, there are different levels of your prayer life, and meditation is the key to reaching the next one.
That's right.
Being more contemplative in your prayer is the, you know, ecstasy mm-hmm. is the highest level of prayer.
Prayer of transforming union, yeah.
Yeah, and few saints, even the saints, few of them ever achieve it.
So there's 9 grades of prayer. We don't have time to go through them all, but look that up.
I wish we had another hour to talk about this.
I know.
Oh, also, fasting is another part. That's something, every Thursday I fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's another part of your prayer life that
yes,
should be in there.
Absolutely.
I mean, that you don't necessarily think about. It doesn't take time.
Mm-hmm.
You just do your regular stuff.
Right.
But fasting is so key. If you don't learn to say no to yourself, then you can't say yes to Christ.
Right, absolutely.
Listen, Father Larry said, you either pray every day or you go to hell.
That's what he said.
Okay, Father Larry says that. Father Larry Richards.
Right.
He said it, not me.
Right.
But it might be true, so pray every day.
We just got done drinking some awesome beer from Treehouse Brewing, thanks to St. Stephen Hool. We talked about the brewery and prayer life. Get on our Facebook page and talk to us about your prayer life. We'd love to see some suggestions. We're on the Lord's team.
The winning side!
So raise your glass.